Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
And it's time now to be positive with a feel-good story to help keep you happy while you're working on this Friday. And it is sponsored by Wise Markets. And you know, just another reason why Philadelphia is such a great place to live. One of our principals this week was just named Principal of the Year by the National Association of Secondary School Principals. And I mean, this is a top honor. It covers the whole country. Mm-hmm.
He is Richard Gordon, principal of Paul Robeson High School in West Philadelphia, and he joins us now on the phone. How does it feel to be named Principal of the Year?
It is humbling. It is overwhelming. I still can't believe it. There are so many more amazing principals other than me in Philadelphia right now. And to be selected, I'm honored to have the opportunity to represent all the public school principals that are out there working so hard to make an impact in Philadelphia.
Especially this year. What a year we've had. And with the remote learning, which is extremely, let's be honest, that is a very difficult way to learn.
It is challenging. There was a lot of anxiety in the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
But that's why I always praise what an amazing team that I have at my school.
Mm-hmm.
They really pull together. They take on all challenges, and they are willing to work as hard as possible to make sure that we are working towards the success of each of our students. And at the same time, praising our students and our families for their own endurance, for their their own perseverance. Nobody likes this.
Right. It's true. It's true.
This is a challenge for all of us. It is more important now than ever before that we band together as a community so that we can ensure the success in the future of our program.
Do you find your days personally a lot longer since the pandemic?
I do. They're a lot longer, to be honest with you. They're a lot more mentally and emotionally exhausting because I miss the day-to-day interactions and connections with my staff and my students and my parents. It's one of the reasons why, I'm so willing to make home visits just to make sure that I can eyeball my families and my students to make sure that they're okay. We're getting through it one day at a time. And
good.
As unfortunate as the situation is, again, I'm fortunate to be part of the community that I have.
Aw. Bill, did you pick up on what Principal Gordon said?
What's that?
He makes home visits. Now, you as a student, Bill, that would have scared the living daylights out of you.
That's right. For some reasons, the principal would always, have me figure it out. Would I be scared of you as a principal if I were an unruly student?
So, you know what? I don't look at it as a fear. I've always had the philosophy that if you have to prove that you're in charge, you're not. So it really is about making connections with our students, letting them know that we truly care about them.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it does require tough love in order to get through to you.
Right.
But one thing I've been very fortunate about is that the connections that we've made at our schools, I don't have a situation where I have any student who directly tells me no. Because I like to believe that that they believe and our families believe that if I'm asking you to do something or if I'm motivating you to do something, you understand that it truly is in your best interest.
Is it true that every student has your cell phone number?
Yes. That's why I mentioned a home visit, because after I get off the phone with you guys, I'm going to reach out to my families today. And then later on today, I have to drop off a computer to one of our parents and one of our students. So every parent, every student has access to me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Now that is what makes a Principal of the Year. That's
incredible. I'll say. Only fitting that we talk to you today on National Boss Day. You are the boss, Principal Gordon, of Paul Robeson High School. And congratulations once again on being named Principal of the Year.
Thank you very much. I truly appreciate it. And again, I want to say thank you to the entire Robeson High School community. Certainly want to say thank you to Dr. Height, our superintendent, and you know Dr. Robin Cooper, who's the leader of our principals union, and all the members of our principals here in the city of Philadelphia.
Richard Gordon, so
thank
nice talking
you so
to
much,
you.
Prince.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you, your having me on.
And I need to be kept in line once in a while, so please, I would welcome a home visit. I need a kick in the butt.
Not a problem. I'll have Jen sneak me a little note on the side.
That's right. Tough love, Bill.
Tough love. I need it.
Have a wonderful day and give our best to your students and families.
I will. Thank you again.
We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.